What's up?
Hey.
It's Ricky.
Howdy, it's Rosa.
Welcome to Nowhere in particular, a podcast unfiltered and unedited on a ride going nowhere.
Buckle up, baby.
So, click.
Oh, well, this is where we could use a buckle up little. Oh, like a buckling sound.
A little sound. You know,
are we
that would
be those people
cute.
With all the little side sound
I would
effects?
Love that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's. Oh, I like that. Buckle up and then. Okay.
Hello.
Done. Let's let our manager know.
True. We're going to get that done.
I think it was approved. Oh.
You know what I've been thinking about lately?
Tell
or what
me.
I've been feeling?
Tell me.
A little defeated. Everything that's going on in the world. The year is ending. Time is flying by. I haven't gotten, like, all of my goals done. It's just, I've been feeling, like, a sense of defeat. Do you feel it?
I absolutely do. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, like, looming, this.
I know.
It's like a layer of misery.
What do you do in those times?
I paddle through. I try to ride the wave and not drown in it. Like, just paddling. I look like a duck, like, on the top of part of the water. Like, it's a calm duck. And underneath, the duck's, like, racing for its life's anxiety. You can't see. That's what I feel like.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have to, like, completely, like, just, like, be in my own little bubble, get to myself, and kind of bring myself together. And it's like, I go underwater for a minute, and then I come back up, and I'm, like, with my chest out. Like, you know what? Nothing's going to put me down for too long.
Do you do the Little Mermaid thing? That's what I always think of, like, when coming out of the water, like, with my hair. I like that. That's important. I think it's important to do things that make you feel whole and strong.
Yeah. What, like, what are some of those things for you?
I think for me, it has a lot to do with how far I've come and, like, what it took for me to get to where I am. And not just me, but, like, my whole ancestors. Like, I think about the journey that it took for me to be where I am, and it's not a single person journey, it's a journey of 1,000 years. And that's kind of what really keeps me going. It's like, no, we didn't get here just to get here. Like, they had it a lot worse, and I can do this. If they can do it, I can do it.
I know that's a big thing for me too, is like looking at the totality, like getting out of like the moment and looking
important.
At the whole like
from
your life experience,
micro
your ancestors.
Micro,
But yeah, looking at like everything that has played out in your life and just understanding that everything is just a moment, it's impermanent, and everything is temporary. So good times are temporary, bad times are temporary.
Everything is fleeting.
Yeah.
And you know, that the statistic that we're equal to like a single grain of sand on all the beaches and the entire world, like that's how little we are in the big picture. We're just an itty bitty speck that most people can't see.
Individually. Perspective is everything for me.
It
like
is
in those moments, I'm just like, I'm just a little small being floating on a rock.
Yeah.
In the middle of space. And we have no idea where we're going.
Okay.
It's like, it's not that serious.
It's not. It feels, it can feel huge in the moment.
Yeah, very heavy.
But yeah, it's important to step out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, defeat. Defeat. Not to be mistaken with the feet. you got to rely on those, you know, strong foundation. So.
A foundation.
Okay. When you're feeling defeat, look at defeat. And remember your foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. But drum roll. Look at Charo. He's trying to get on that. Okay, get out of here. He out here trying to get on that ring pop action. By the way, we're not sponsored.
But snacks are good for my defeat, too.
Okay, I
love
sometimes
you just have to, like, sit
back. What's a go-to snack?
It depends on the day, because I like chocolate sometimes, but sometimes I like just like gummy candy.
Sour?
Sometimes. Usually like sweet, like the little Lifesaver gummies.
Okay.
My go-to.
Oh, okay.
My go-to. Have you had them before?
I like the sour ones. Yeah. But I'm a sour girl. I love sour candy.
It depends. I'm really sweet.
That citrus acid that burns in your mouth. Not burns, but like tingles. I love that.
I can do it sometimes, not all the time.
Oh, I can. I love sweets, but my go-to. What are you eating? Sorry. My go-to is I love pickles and cucumbers. I just like that it's crunchy. You know, I like the texture of it. And it's like something like a chip, you know.
Do you put anything on it?
I love it with lemon and tajin. Yeah. But sometimes I just eat it by itself or with like cucumber with hummus. Yeah. That's really good too.
Yeah, I can do cucumber every now and then with like vinegar.
Cucumber. Usually. Oh, I've never had it with vinegar. Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
But I cannot do pickles.
You can't do pickles.
No.
That is a cucumber with vinegar.
But like the pickle,
no, that's exactly
like,
what that is. What's
this, how do you describe the taste?
It's like a pickled cucumber.
It's a little too pickly.
It's too pickly? Okay. They have like pickles that you can get that are not that
pickly.
Ripe or I don't know what you would call it. But some places that's not my jam. I like it real pickly. And I love it with popcorn. That's another go-to snack.
Popcorn.
And with pickles.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about your popcorn.
Okay.
Go-to at the movies.
My movie theater popcorn.
Yes.
Everyone who knows me knows.
I haven't tried it yet. I really need to try it.
This is my jam. Yeah. I love movie theater popcorn with lots of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Really nasty. And
always,
then
always.
Lots of jalapenos and peanut M&Ms. So it's like salty, sweet, and crunchy.
Everything.
And
you
it
need.
Is, and yeah, it's got the acid. Yeah, it's perfect. It's got the chocolate. Oh, I love it. My mouth
really
waters when I think
that.
About it. Oh, so good. Do you have a like movie theater go to?
I'm really basic. I'll just do like the popcorn with butter.
Okay.
A lot of butter and nachos and cheese.
Okay. A little standard, just a basic date.
Yeah,
I like that.
Just give me
just
the
clean.
Basics and I'll be
very
satisfied.
Clean. Okay, see, I need a lot of napkins and yeah, I make a bib, you know. I usually bring my own water because I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, sometimes I bring my own food too.
Yeah, most times I do. Except the movie theater popcorn, yeah. And I'm, you know what? I'm guilty. I'll bring my own peanut M&Ms because I'm not going to pay $5 for that at the movie theater when it's $1.
It's completely overpriced.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, today's Thursday. Okay, so y'all, we didn't drop anything all week long because it's been a week, you know? But here we are. We out here. thanks for hanging out with us.
Yes. Oh, my God. The channel is growing.
Yeah,
we're getting listens and everything.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
It makes me really happy, too. And I'm hoping, people are enjoying it. And I think that's kind of a symbol or what's the word?
An omen.
Not an omen. Oh. Omen's back.
JK.
It demonstrates. That's what it does. It's a demonstration. It demonstrates that 200 plus people are liking it, which is kind of neat. Yeah. And growing. Okay.
But yeah, Thursdays.
Thursdays.
We have a show tonight.
That's
right after this.
Yeah, we are double shifting tonight. We have a radio show on RadioValencia.fm by the same name. Nowhere in particular.
Mm-hmm. From 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Check us out wherever you check out music. Wait, no, that's our podcast.
Yeah.
Check us out on RadioValencia.fm.
Yes.
Yes.
There's an app on the app store wherever you get your apps.
Yes, Radio Valencia. Yeah. What was the other thing? Oh, we were talking about trivia.
Yeah.
Earlier.
How do you feel about trivia?
You know,
trivia
I
nights.
Love going and learning. Mm-hmm. Like, take a notebook. I'm like, but as a participant, I'm horrible because I'm like, you do not want me on your team. So.
Same. I feel like I know a lot of random facts, but any trivia night I go to, it's never the random facts that I know.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, and then it's always like, it's like being on Family Feud. You know, you get the 60-second window countdown, you know. Like, so you got to think really fast, and I don't like that pressure.
Yeah.
It gives me anxiety. I'm like, yellow.
I know, and I feel like also a lot of trivia nights that I go to, like, I used to go to one every week back when I lived in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And the questions were more geared towards, no offense to anyone, but geared towards a white audience.
Okay.
You know, and there's a lot of.
There wasn't diversity in that.
Yeah, I know. It's I don't know who.
Who would know this?
Yeah, someone's daughter name is. It's some white celebrity.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
Things like that. It's I don't know.
No,
I don't keep
audience.
Up with them.
Okay. I just don't know anything at all. And I'm earlier I gave you an example of one I heard recently was, which was, more of a riddle, but they asked it at trivia night, and it was like, what has a lot of eyes but cannot see?
Uh-huh.
And my I thought was a smart answer. I was like, ooh, I know, Mississippi.
I thought that was a smart answer.
I was like, that's
too.
A lot of eyes. Okay, I know this one. I was wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, we Googled it.
Yeah, it's a potato.
Yeah.
And I still don't get it.
I know. I was like, I need to read more because like, I don't think that they're right. I don't think that was right.
It has eyes. I still don't get it. So that's why I'm not a trivia girl. But yeah. I like to learn. Yeah, I like
you
to
know,
learn.
Same, same.
I don't know if I retain, but I sure do enjoy learning.
True.
So. Yeah, it's limited space up there, y'all. It's very limited.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like things go up there and they just kind of get lost in all the files.
Okay. Yeah, all the files. I got one file. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. And that file's name is Charo.
Aww.
But it's been nice getting back. I missed you. It's been a week. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's get back on it. We say that every time, but
yeah, this is supposed to be no shit November.
We started off with shit. Yeah. Yeah.
But so. we're gonna get to it because we were fed shit and so
we
now
were
we gotta,
fed shit. Now we gotta shovel it out the way. Yeah. You know what they say? When they go low, you get the shovel. You bury them deep. So get that shovel.
I love that.
No
I hadn't heard
November.
That before.
Yeah, we said it on our show.
Really?
Yes.
I really don't remember this.
It was like our first episode.
I love that.
That was great. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yes, thank
it's
you guys so much for tuning
you don't,
in.
We went down a lot of roads.
Yeah.
And you don't got to go home.
But you gotta take another roll out of here.
Okay, don't forget the blinkers. Keep your buckled up seatbelt on.
Bye bye.
Bye. Oh, then we could do the unbuckling, maybe? Maybe not.
Maybe
we got
maybe.
A jingle. Yeah. Oh, also, check us out on all platforms on the internet.
Yes, YouTube and
all the podcast places.
Instagram, TikTok, all at Nowhere in Particular.
And Nowhere in Particular show at gmail.com if you have something to say.
Yes.
We wanna hear it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao.